Tech regulation is inconsistent and outdated. So, what now? This is Marketplace Tech. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for Mollywood. When Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen testified in front of Congress, she hit on one theme over and over again, saying we need new laws regulating the tech industry.
As long as Facebook is operating in the shadows, hiding its research from public scrutiny, it is unaccountable.
And there's no law to make it accountable, at least not yet. But, says Alexandra Givens, who runs the nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology,
it's a really loud and active conversation.
And a lot of bills and regulations are in the works. Givens says they fall into three main categories.
One is content moderation. What should stay up on those platforms? What should come down? And should there be laws about it?
And if there should be laws, what does that mean for free speech?
But a law saying such a social media platform is responsible if hate speech is on their platform really creates some difficult challenges.
Especially if those laws are different across state lines. You've probably encountered ads from the tech industry asking for federal rules.
If the internet has come a long way in the last 25 years, shouldn't internet regulations too?
That ad, created by Facebook, is referring to the Communications Decency Act, one of the original pieces of internet legislation passed in 1996. It includes Section 230, which shields platforms from being held liable for what users post. Many are calling for that section to be repealed or modified, especially those upset with the deplatforming of former President Donald Trump. So that's a hornet's nest right there, and that's only one of those buckets of regulations that CDT's Alexandra Givens was talking about.
A second is about data privacy. How are the platforms gathering people's personal information? What are they doing with it?
There are at least two dozen bills before Congress that deal with privacy.
And everybody agrees we should have a bill, but they don't agree on what the bill should look like, and that's why the legislation is stuck in limbo right now.
Rob Atkinson is president of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, a Washington, D.C. think tank. He says the tech industry absolutely wants federal privacy legislation.
And the reason for that is that the worst thing in the world for them would be to have 50 different privacy bills. They hate that.
A few states already have their own laws, including California, Virginia, and Colorado, and more states have bills in the works. Another area of tech regulation, or lack thereof, says Givens, has to do with how tech companies and platforms work together, rules and laws governing interoperability.
So what that's trying to do is allow new startups to come into the space, and they would be able to tap into the Facebook feed or the Twitter feed so that if you have followers on a particular platform, they can also see you and opt into seeing your information on another platform.
And that debate is where lawmakers get very interested, because it has to do with business competition. Members of Congress are flocking to sign on to bills addressing this issue. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Senator Amy Klobuchar, co-sponsor of one of those bills. And all this week, we'll be looking at the different ways the federal government is trying to regulate the tech industry and what it will take to actually make it happen. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.